Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God to be suffering. Bless us and he strengthened us. Amen. Before we get started this morning, I want to remember those who are on our prayer list. There are so many, but this morning these are those who the Lord has put on my heart. Master Jarrell Thompson, we will keep him in prayer. Brother Michael Price, we will keep him in prayer. Brother Clint Fuller, we will keep him in prayer. Brother Kevin Lambert, we will keep him in prayer. Brother Jimmy Petit, we will keep him in prayer. Deacon Kermit Taylor, we will keep him in prayer. And all deacons and preachers who are called by God and members of God's church who the enemy tries to attack, we will lift them in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Lift every heart in the sanctuary in prayer. Praying for you, praying for your family. Amen. Praying for you individually and collectively in Jesus' name. Is that right? All right. I want to also say that we are collecting canned goods that have been on our hearts. And Mr. Jeff Cook has been, we're adamant about it. Amen. But we're trying to build the pantry. Amen. For Archer's Grove so that anyone that needs food, amen. Not only during Christmas, but anytime, amen. We're going to make it work, amen. So we want some canned goods this morning, some perishables for those who need food. So let us continue to bless the Lord's house, even though we're not in a full capacity. We still need to do what the Lord said, to bring our tithes into the storehouse so that we have meat in God's house to prove who he is, amen.
Amen.
All right, amen, amen. So this morning, we will ask the praise team if they would give us an opening selection. Amen. Let's give them a hand clap of praise. refuge and strength. Their present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters of the Lord be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall be made glad, the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's the word of God for the people of God. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his great word. This time, we call the Reverend Mark Vernon, asking that he would lead us in a word of prayer. Church, feel free to say this. My prayer is that God bless you and your family throughout the week. May your mission bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all pray. Father, I stretch my hands to thee this morning, dear Lord. No other help I know. Dear Lord, in times like these, it's such a blessing to have a friend like him, Jesus. Lord, we come to you thanking you this morning just for being our friend, for being our Savior, for being our all in our all. Dear Lord, thank you for protecting us, dear Lord. And thank you for just all that you do. Dear Lord, we have so much going on right now, but you just keep us in perfect peace. And then, dear Lord, for this, I thank you. Dear Lord, I ask that you would please just go out from heart to heart, dear Lord, and from breast to breast, dear Lord. Dear Lord, show us how to do your word. Show us how to do your will, dear Lord, and show us how to do it your way.
Yeah.
And dear Lord, we ask that you would please just be pleased with what we do, dear Lord, each and every day. Dear Lord, show us how to do it so to be acceptable in your sight. Dear Lord, just go out to the nursing home, dear Lord. Go out to the hospitals. Go out to the homes of those who've been stricken with COVID, dear Lord. Dear Lord, there's a lot of other things that's going on, dear Lord. You know, we have heart disease, cancer. Dear Lord, we have just so many things going on. But right now, COVID is just running rapid in the land, so we're tend to focus on it. But we just ask that you please just bless all the sick in a mighty, mighty way, dear Lord. Dear Lord, you know what they need. You know what's best. And we just ask that your will would be done. And dear Lord, when your will is done, we ask that you please give us the strength and everything that we need to make it through it, dear Lord. Because sometimes your will don't match up with our will. But dear Lord, we know that your will is what's best. So dear Lord, just help us to be able to deal with your will, dear Lord, in the proper way. Dear Lord, we love you this morning, and we can't say it enough. You do so much for us. You're our all in all, and we just thank you for it, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we ask that you please just touch this man of God this morning, dear Lord, as he brings your bread to our table. Dear Lord, he's prepared, and we just ask that you will help us to receive, dear Lord. Dear Lord, you said he who has ear, let him hear. Dear Lord, but how can we hear without a preacher? Amen?
Amen.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for each and every one, each and every family that's represented in this room today. Dear Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's represented on Facebook today. Dear Lord, the ones that's on the phone line. Dear Lord, the ones that's at home, dear Lord, wishing they could be here. And dear Lord, we definitely ask that you please go out and touch the ones who who don't know you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, bring them into the fold, dear Lord. Dear Lord, have your way this morning. Have your way. Dear Lord, we just thank you again. And as I said, we can't thank you enough. We love you, dear Lord. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
And
y'all can do better than that. Sound like a little bitty cat up in here. Amen. God gave you hands to clap, feet to run, a voice to talk. Amen. Eyes to see. Amen. Food to eat and a palate to taste. Amen. You ought to thank God for what he's done. I like it. I want y'all to give it up for this praise team, the singers and the musicians. Let's give it up for them one more time. For him, Jesus, the author and finisher. Lord God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we come now, God, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. God, we thank you that you set forth your word. In your word, God, it will stand.
Yes.
All flowers will fade away, God, but your word will stand forever. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that your word will not only stand forever, but your word can divide the soul from the spirit, the bones from the marrow, God. Only your word will stand. Mm-hmm. Father, we ask you now to bless and strengthen this weak vessel here, that I will stand back, that your Holy Spirit may come forth to speak what the Spirit is about to say to this church. Strengthen and bless your people, God. Remember all of those we lifted in prayer this morning. Remember Benny Petit Senior, Lord, who I forgot. Remember him and his family in prayer. We love you, we trust you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray that the faithful of God said, amen. This morning, if you will, turn with me to the Gospel of St. Matthew. Let's read a few verses, probably chapter 1, verses 21. Matthew's Gospel.
Amen.
First chapter. 21st verse. New King James Version says, and she will bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. So all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And Joseph, being aroused from the sleep, he is the angel of the Lord's commanding, and took with him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Seated in the presence of the Lord. Consecration verse, behold, verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. As I told you last week, that God loves us. So this week I want you to know that God is with us. I know that there's trouble on every hand, but God is with us. Don't know what you're going through this morning, but God is with us. Don't know who slept last night, who tossed and turned, but I want to tell you that God is with us. Everybody talking about COVID-19 and what it has done. It's done no more than other things in his past, bubonic plague, smallpox, and all those other things before the vaccine, AIDS, and all the others. Ebola, you can name them all. But my God is great, amen. And I want you to know this morning that God is with you, amen. Children may be wayward this morning, but God is with you. Family may be perplexed, but God is with you, amen. Do you know that God is with you? No matter how much trouble there is, that he's able to keep you. Amen. I said all those things because all those things I name are things that you can see. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says we walk by faith and not by sight. That means that we believe God. We believe that if he said he's with us, he's with us. Different ways that God is with us. We give you scripture. I don't really want to holler at you this morning, but I'll holler at you if I have to. Amen. Right. Mm-hmm. First thing is, God is for us. Mm-hmm. God is before us.
God is over us. Mm-hmm. God is under us. And I just told you, God is with us.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:31 said, if God be for us, who can be against us? So God is before you. He goes ever before you, even when you're struggling in your problems and your situations, when you're going to the doctor, when you're going to meet someone, and you don't know how the meeting is going to go. Just know that sometimes God goes before you to fight your battles. Matter of fact, God not only goes before us, he goes before us. Moses said in Deuteronomy 31, when he realized that he wasn't going to be able to go into the promised land, the children of Israel, he let them know that I may not be able to go with you, but God is going before you. Mm-hmm. If you're right in Deuteronomy 31:8, says the Lord goes ahead of you, and he will not fail you, and he will not forsake you. In other words, when the Lord goes before you, when you get there, you will get the victory. You just have to go where God told you to go. Yeah. And then that word forsake means that the Lord won't abandon you. The Lord won't walk away from you. So that when you get where you are going, have you ever seen people win wars and they take their flag and they plant it down in the middle of where they're going? Even if it don't look like you win, when you get where you're going, plant your flag of victory, knowing that the Lord is with you.
Yes.
Not only is the Lord with you, the Lord is over you. Genesis 28:15 says the Lord not only goes before you, but he's watching over you. So when you can't see what's around you, when you can't see your way out of a storm, notice that the Lord is over you. And the Lord is watching you. As a matter of fact, the Lord is guiding you. There's a poem that I love. It says that, it says, guide me through darkness. Hover over me, especially when I cannot seem to hold on another moment. Flood me with your grace of hope, for will and send me forth, and watch over me as I sleep through the night. Ain't that beautiful? And as the Lord, he said, as the Lord watches over me, the night is a small cocoon. In other words, when you sleep at night, it's just like sleeping in a cocoon. But the poem ends says, but in the morning, I will emerge as a butterfly. So you may be struggling in your cocoon today. But one of these days, if you hold on, God will give you wings as a butterfly to get the victory. Why? Because God is with us.
Yes.
William said, guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you're staggering and stumbling in the darkness, but God is with you. This word Emmanuel, God with you, is the Hebrew noun of God with us. It comes from Isaiah 7:14 when the prophet Isaiah said that a virgin was going to be with child and he was going to conceive. In the day that Isaiah wrote that, the king was perplexed. Ahaz was troubled, amen, because he saw the enemy coming, but he didn't understand that God was with him. But then Matthew comes back and pens the same thing. It talks about him, Jesus, and we've celebrated Advent looking for the coming of him, Jesus. We've celebrated Christmas, which was the birth of Christ. And so I hope that when you open gifts, and I hope that when you spend time with your family, that you can forget that it was the Lord's birthday. And that even if you celebrated, you had to have the Lord there, because every day is his day, but especially that day. Amen. I hope that the Lord was with you. No gifts, but God is with me. No family, but God is with me. Y'all know why? Because every Christmas I love when the family get together and children open gifts, amen, and grandbabies open gifts, and paper is everywhere, and toys is everywhere, and food is everywhere, amen. That's good, ain't that right? But after a while, you got to clean up, amen. And the children tore up most of the gifts and stole most of the gifts, and paper we throw it in the trash can, and the food begins to spoil. But the gift of Christ lasts forever. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's always with you. All you got to do is call him. And he'll come. Daytime, he'll come. Nighttime, he'll come. Evening, he'll come. Good times, he'll come. Bad times, he'll come. Sickness, he's there, amen. E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. It's the Hebrew noun, Emmanuel. You can find it mostly in the NIV, the easy read version, the New Living Translation. You can find that word Emmanuel, amen. In the New King James, you'll find it. In the King James, you'll find it. But in most Bibles, you will see it's Emmanuel. It's E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, amen. Emmanuel with an E. It's the Greek transliteration of the word Emmanuel, I am. But I'm not worried about the name. I just told you that so you would know what you're talking about when you start talking about it, God with us, amen. But that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is not the name. What matters to me is the Son that came. Amen. What matters to me is that He's with me. What matters to me is that He loves me. Matter of fact, I want y'all to stop worrying about things that are around you, because 1 John told me to remind you that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I wish I had somebody. God is with you. And then God not only is with you, God is under you. God undergirds everything you do. God keeps you and God strengthens you so that you won't fall. The Bible says that even a righteous man will fall 7 times, but he gets back up. How do we get back up? Because he got God on the inside of it. Because you can't keep a good person down in the Lord. Everybody and everything that tries to keep you down. Ain't it funny how you just keep on getting up and 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 getting up on the Lord? Not only is God over us, most people are worried about the police being with us. And I told you I like when I call 911 if I need them, I want them to show up. Ain't that right? If something happened in my house and I call the fire department, I want the fire department to show up. Amen. If I call the EMT and I'm having problems in my body, I sure want them to show up out there. But you know what? It does not matter whether they come or they don't come. If the Lord is with me, if the Lord decides to keep me, if the Lord decides to lay His hands on me, if the Lord decides to breathe in me, if the Lord decides to lift me, I know that the Lord is with me. Not only is the Lord for you, if He's for you, who can be against you? The Lord goes before you. Then the Lord, I told you, is with you. And the Lord is over you. And the Lord is under you. But you got to be careful sometimes when you get ahead of the Lord. Because sometimes the Lord can be before you, but not behind you, not because He chooses to be, but because you put Him there. Let me explain. There was a time when Moses wanted to see God, or Sister Queen, but he couldn't stand the presence of God, because God is so great in His glory. He's a consuming fire. If we were to see God in this sinful state we're in, it would kill us. Amen. But God told Moses, said, if you want to see me, you just hide in the clefts of the rock. Amen. And I'll pass by you. And when he passed by, it said that Moses saw the back side of God. When the children of Israel came through the Red Sea, and God was leading them by the pillar of fire and day and a cloud by night, and the Egyptians were coming, amen. And then he was giving light to his children. But when the enemy came, God turned around, amen, Lord. This for somebody. I don't know whether you're here on Facebook. Somebody feel you. You done got ahead of God. And you done got in trouble. And everything is messed up. Stop right in the middle of the road and begin to give God the glory and thank God for what he's done. Amen. And God will flip your situation and turn your soul around. God told Joshua in Joshua 1 and 9, just go ahead on out there. And wherever you go, wherever the soles of your foot, the strand of your foot tread, I will be there with you. God is always with you. Isaiah 41 and 10 told him, go ahead on, don't worry about it. Seek God's face. You know why? Because God is with you. Matthew 28 and 20 said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. When it don't feel like he's with you, God is with you. We call on his grace, on his goodness, and his mercy. Shall follow me all the days of my life. Now David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me get to the text. In the text, Matthew talks about the prophecy of him, Jesus. Matthew tells you that Jesus has warned Joseph in a dream to take his betrothed bride, the one who he never touched. Now he's by faith, he got to go because here he ain't never been with this woman with child. Amen. And now God is telling me to stay with her doing this. And the Bible says in verse 22, all this was done to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin. The virgin, the one who did not know a man. Look at this immaculate conception. Said he will bear a son. Not only will he bear, will they bear a son, but they shall call his name Emmanuel, translated, God is with us. I'm gone when I tell you this, that God is with us. God was with us when he was in the manger. Amen. He was a babe wrapped up in swaddling clothes. Amen. He was God when he walked on the water and he said, peace be still. He was still God. Amen. He was God when he opened blinded eyes. Amen. When blind Bartimaeus called on him and he opened his eyes, he was God. Isn't that right? Thomas said, will you show us the Father? Jesus said to Thomas, have I been with you this long that you don't know who I am, Thomas? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you into myself. And where I am there, you will be also. And Thomas got to understand it, that Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. What I'm saying to you, it's good that ever baby came. It's good that he grew up to be strong in stature and wisdom, and he did miracles on the earth. But what I love about him is when he died. They said that when he died, they put him on the cross, they say. And because he shed his blood, you and I can face another day. I heard an old preacher tell a story. He said there were two reporters standing at Calvary when Jesus got ready to go to the cross. And after he gave up the ghost and he died on the cross, and said that one reporter said, let's worry about all the great miracles that he done. Saying that one reporter said, we don't have to do that because Matthew wrote about it. Luke wrote about it. Mark wrote about it. John wrote about it. Let's worry about something better than that. And then they happened to look, and one reporter saw it, and the other reporter didn't. Y'all know what he saw? They saw an old leper who was standing down at the bottom of the cross, ready to devour both of them. It said that when Jesus, the blood come from his hand, the blood that came out of his hand, the blood that came out of his feet, the blood that came out of his side, began to trickle down Calvary's hill. It said that old leper began to lick the blood of Jesus. Amen. And said when the reporter looked again, said that old leper laid down. Amen. First he wanted to eat him, but after he licked the blood of Jesus, peace came over him. Tranquility came over him. They just laid there God in you. Let him say that God is in you. He said that you can call on God.
Yes.
No greater power. And the power that you call on, it working in us. So by the power of the Holy Ghost, just stand strong in the Lord through 20. You make it. You make it through 21. Stand strong in the Lord in 21. You understand? Because the same Jesus that I just talked about,
yeah,
the same Jesus I just talked about,
yeah,
the one who died at Calvary. Not only did he die at Calvary, but he got up.
Yeah.
The Bible says he got up with all power in his hand.
Yes.
And he got all power in his hand. Y'all stop giving the devil credit because he ain't got no power. If God got all power, he ain't got no power. God is with me. I don't know if you need prayer today, but the few of you who are in the sanctuary, if you need prayer, would you just stand to your feet? If you need prayer, Facebook Live, just reach out your hand. Phone line, just look to heaven. Thank God for what he's done. When sickness rise up against you, you got your hope for the healer on the inside of you. When you can't see how to pay the bills, you got your hope for with you. I don't know if he's rough. I don't know if he's righteousness, sick or new. Whatever you need, that's what God is.
Yes.
And that same God is not only on the outside coming,
yes,
he's already in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for healing power and saving grace.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, that your word just spoke of him, Jesus, who would be born, that son, Emmanuel. He would be the Savior of the world. Thank you, God, that you're not like men, that you come to condemn us. But God, you come to save us.
Yes.
God, you see what's going on. I believe, Father, that as the, not the world, but as the church you're in, God, that you will move with your mighty hand. God, that you will kick back the power of old Satan, which you took from Calvary when you sent the Son bruise the head of the one who bruised his heel. God, we love you today. Thank you, God, for waking us, keeping us, strengthening us, blessing us, and forgiving us. God, there's somebody under the sound of my voice. I don't know whether they're in the sanctuary or Facebook Live, but Lord, you know. God, they're about to give up. God, I pray that you will touch them. Let them know, God, that they're not the only ones who ever made a mistake. They're not the only ones who ever lost loved ones. They're not alone. But God, you are with them. God, fill us again with the power of your Holy Ghost. Get ready to leave this place. Let your light shine for us. Then let us love each other. Marketplace, that men may realize that we are your children and you are our God. God, heal broken bodies today in Jesus' name. Not just in the United States, but all over this world. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We that dwell here in, that's all of us, Lord. You are our refuge and our strength. Father, the word said that you are a very present help in time of trouble. God, we know. So we put ourselves in your hands. Put our children in your hands. Put our grandbabies in your hands. Put our wives, husbands, us, uncles, friends, even our enemies, God. It's all in your hands. Thank you again, God, for being not only with us, but being in us. 1 Corinthians said that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Because we are your temple, God, we will not walk in darkness, but we are walking in light. We love you, God, today, and we trust you. My prayer for your people is this, Lord, and may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest through the Bible, and support now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
There's something about that name.